From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, Italy will face France in Sunday's World Cup final. We'll have a preview, but first.
Así que, amigas y amigos, muchas gracias.
Felipe Calderón, the candidate from Mexico's conservative National Action Party known as PAN, he claimed victory in a pre-dawn speech this morning in that country's presidential elections. About 99% of the votes have been counted by hand. His opponent, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, has dismissed the claim of victory, alleging irregularities in the vote count. He's going to challenge the result in court, he says. I spoke earlier with reporter Michael O'Boyle in Mexico City.
You know, last night Mexicans went to bed seeing figures on their TV screen saying López Obrador was winning. This morning they've woken up and Felipe Calderón is winning once again, and he probably will be declared the winner. The last votes that have to be counted yet are coming in from districts that are very strong supporters of the PAN, Felipe Calderón's party. So this small margin we're seeing is only going to get a little bit wider as the day progresses.
So what happened to turn this vote count around? Because López Obrador had been leading last night.
Yeah, now see, this is just one of these elements that is confusing a lot of Mexicans. But if you really look at how the Federal Electoral Institute works down here and how the process works, it does make sense. What was happening yesterday is that in all these 300 different district offices around Mexico, you had party representatives and you had the election officials recounting all the data from each polling booth. Now, party representatives could object during that process. What was happening yesterday is representatives from Andrés Manuel López Obrador's PRD party were objecting to practically every packet of votes that were coming in heavily PAN areas, whereas the PAN was trying to get the process over as quickly as possible and not objecting in the areas where López Obrador had very strong support. So what that meant is as the tallies were coming in during the day and being posted in real time at the Federal Electoral Institute, it appeared that López Obrador had a lead during the day. Throughout the evening into the morning, that lead narrowed and narrowed and narrowed until about 4 o'clock this morning, Felipe Calderón finally overtook López Obrador.
What about this allegation I heard yesterday that there were 3.5 million votes simply missing that hadn't been counted? What happened to that claim?
Well, those votes weren't actually missing. The Federal Electoral Institute had those votes accounted for. What had happened is there were some inconsistencies in how the final results or the tally at those polling stations was recorded. Say they put the wrong date. So what that meant is that the election officials couldn't use those tallies in their preliminary results that came out Sunday night and into Monday morning. So those 2.5 or so million votes were in that position. Then there were about another 600,000 votes that just weren't able to be counted during the preliminary count because they came from very rural polling booths that were very far away from the central district offices where they had to be physically brought to in order to be counted.
If there is a challenge to this election, and if indeed it does take a month, what is going to happen to the government of Mexico?
The transition doesn't come until December. I mean, so there's plenty of time to work this out, but it's just the country is going to be on pins and needles for perhaps the rest of the summer. The supporters of López Obrador are already crying fraud. They deeply believe that they were robbed of his presidency, of him winning this election. So unless López Obrador would change his mind, I think we're going to see a very polarized Mexico for the next couple months.
Reporter Michael O'Boyle from Mexico City. Michael, thank you.
Thank you.